Even if you have no interest whatsoever in basketball, which is hard to imagine, you might remember this moment from last summer when superstar LeBron James dropped this bombshell in the city of Cleveland when he announced,
"This fall I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat."
It's an understatement to say that Cleveland was crushed. Here's one fan reacting to the news on the night of the announcement.
"I feel like my heart's been ripped out, stomped on and everything. Like, I can't even believe that he couldn't be loyal and try to win it. I feel like 10 championships there won't equal to one that he could have gotten here."
And now it's the one the fans have been waiting for, the return of King James to Cleveland. That game is tomorrow night, and emotions are already running high. We wanted to preview the game, so we've called Hall of Famer and NBA analyst for cable network TNT, Kevin McHale, and he's with us now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. A lot of excitement with the return of the King to Cleveland, that's for sure.
Is it excitement, or do you think it's maybe taking a little bit of an unhealthy turn? A lot of the stories have been about the security being beefed up and, you know, people pulling out their voodoo dolls and all that. I mean, do you think that, I'm wondering, first of all, in your career, if you ever have seen kind of hype like this around one game, and are you a little concerned about the direction that the hype is taking?
No, I'm not concerned, really. I've seen hype before, and I think what happens is the fans get excited and everybody takes precautions. They're going to go to the game and they're going to boo him like crazy when he comes out, and everybody's going to yell and scream, and you know, somebody will be holding up some sign that says something derogatory about LeBron. But I've been in very, very hostile environments before. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of times we played in the playoffs. We played the Lakers when it was the Celtics-Lakers back in the 80s. And it was just hostile. And everybody was screaming and yelling. Everybody was afraid for everybody's safety. And nothing ever happened. So I don't think anything will happen. But I think what you will get is just a lot of excitement. And, you know, it's going to be a chance for the Cleveland fans to, like I say, to stand up, get on their feet, and scream, because you heard from the sound bites just to start the show, the amount of betrayal that they feel in that city towards what LeBron did is just amazing.
Can I ask you how you feel about the way he handled this?
You know, there's two things. Okay, what he did is perfectly legal. It's like he became a free agent, he chose a team, and he left. How he did it, I thought, was really bad. I thought the decision show was terrible. It was painful for me to watch. I'm watching that show. After about the first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, man, this is, what are you going to do the next 55 minutes?
I mean, on the other hand, nobody's under subpoena to watch that stuff, right? I mean, you could always turn. So what's the big
Well, okay, and then they announce the three of them. They come out. You know, I thought I was at a rock concert in the 70s. You know what I mean? It's just like they haven't done anything yet.
And so pull out the bell bottoms.
Yeah, if I had my bell bottoms on, I'd have been okay. And long hair. I actually cut my hair and I burned my bell bottoms. But I, I couldn't believe kind of the introduction. I just think everything would have been different and people would have thought about it differently had he just said, called up Cleveland first and said, you know, I'm not going to re-sign with you. Did the courtesy call, came out like everybody else does, walks out of the podium and says, hey, I'm really excited to be down here in Miami. And that's it. So that's why I think the 10-8 start by the Heat is so shocking to people, because they were already crowned. People were talking about them beating the Bulls record of 72 wins. I'm like, that record, by the way, is going to stand forever.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. Let's just back up a little bit. I just want to play a short clip of, needless to say, LeBron James has been asked about how he feels, you know, heading back to Cleveland. I'll just play a short clip of what he had to say.
I think it's going to be very emotional for myself. I got a lot of great memories in that city. A lot of thanks to that city. A lot of thanks to those fans for giving me the opportunity to not only showcase my talent, but grow from a young boy to a man.
I wanted to ask, based on your experience as a player, when you're walking into a very emotional situation, you know, like that, and you mentioned that there you had a few in your career as well, how does it affect your play?
Actually, you play better, I think, because you really get focused, and I'd be shocked if LeBron doesn't play really well. That environment brings out the best in great athletes. And hey, I just always had the sense, and that week after he signed, you know, I think if he had a chance to do it over again, he would do it differently, because I don't think there's anybody who believes that, in looking back, that it was handled right, including LeBron himself.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're looking ahead to the return of LeBron James to Cleveland. We're talking with a TNT NBA analyst, Hall of Famer, Kevin McHale. And you mentioned earlier that the Miami's record is not that great, given the expectations. They're 10-8 for the season. Now there are reports from the locker room that the players want the coach to be fired. What is your sense of why the big three, or whatever people are calling them, isn't working? Of course, LeBron has been, he's one of the reasons he went to the Heat is he wanted to play with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and people thought this would be just a powerhouse combination. Why isn't it working?
Because there's still one ball. It's still chemistry. It's like someone drops you off in the middle of the ocean and everybody's in a boat, okay? Some guy's got to say, this is the direction we're going, and everybody's got to grab an oar, including the coach, and they've all got to paddle in the same direction. Right now, it feels like, to me, in Miami, they're in the middle of the ocean. They got three guys paddling east, two guys paddling west, three guys not even paddling, and the coach saying, go in this direction. Everybody's looking at them like, really? And from a technical standpoint, to me, they don't play fast enough. They don't get up and down the floor enough. They play on top of each other, and by that, I mean their spacing is not great. They're still getting used to each other, and after 2 months and 2.5 months, that's got to come together. And I just don't get a sense that they're at that point yet.
Final question. We've got to put you on the spot here before we let you go, and you've been really generous with your time, and we appreciate it. You know, a lot of people would not have asked this a couple of weeks ago, is can Cleveland take this game?
Ooh, it should be a fun game. I think it'll be a very competitive game. I think Miami will end up winning in a close game, but I think you'll see Cleveland play very well. And those guys there have a lot of pride. They want to show that they're just not LeBron James, that they were a good team without LeBron James. So they're going to fight hard. Cleveland, it's going to be a really exciting game. And look, I'm already looking forward to it. I can't wait for the game and the TNT coverage of it.
You're not taking your flak jacket and a hard hat?
If I was there, I wouldn't stand next to LeBron, I would wear a hard hat.
Okay. Kevin McHale is an NBA analyst for the cable station TNT, and of course, an NBA Hall of Famer, and he was kind enough to join us from Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you guys. Have a great day.